सहनाववतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं
So chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita starts with a question by Arjuna to Lord Krishna. Jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani ghore maam niyojasi kesava. O Kesava, if you think that knowledge is superior to action, then why are you telling me to this terrible action? Terrible action? Killing. Killing of all these people. Why are you telling me to do that? व्यामिश्रेण वाक्येन बुद्धि मोहयसी मे तदेकं वद निश्चित्य येन श्रेयोम आप्नुयाम व्यामिश्रेण यू हैव प्रेज्ड बोथ नॉलेज एंड एक्शन इन चैप्टर टू ऑफ भगवद गीता देयरफॉर माय बुद्धि इज कंफ्यूज्ड डेल्यूडेड तदेकं वद निश्चित्य प्लीज टेल मी वन विच वन शुड आई डू Should I go for the Gyan Mark or should I do Karma Yoga? Tell me one, Nischitya. And your answer should satisfy one condition. Yena Shreyo Aham Apnuyam, by which I will get Shreya. I should get ultimate good. Ultimate good. Don't be biased, what I like. You know my liking. I have given indication also. What was the liking of Arjuna? Not to fight war. He has already said in chapter 1 of Bhagavad Gita and in the beginning of chapter 2, I will not fight. And he sat down on the chariot. Now, Lord has to answer the question. Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Loke Asmin Dvidha Nishtha Pura Prokta Mayanaga. O Anag, O sinless Arjun, I have already told there are two paths. Nishtha means path. Two paths. Pura Prokta, Pura means I have said earlier. Earlier means, earlier to chapter 3 of Bhagavad Gita is chapter 2. In chapter 2 I have already said there is two paths. One is Jnana Marga, another is the Karma Yoga. And another meaning of Pura, what is the second meaning of Pura? In the beginning of creation I told, To Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and Satkumar, I gave them Nibritti Marg, Gyan Marg. And to all the Prajapatis, I told them to now you start progeny, and I gave them Pravritti Marg, selfless action. I told them to do selfless action. So both path I have already said in the beginning of the creation also. And in chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita also said the same thing. Jnana Yoga na Sankhya Nam, those who are Sankhya Nam, for them it is Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga na Yogi Nam. Those who are Yogi, Yogi means those who are beginner. Those who are starting their spiritual sadhana now, for them it is Karma Yoga. They are not fit for Sankhya. Arjun was thinking, If I don't do any action, I will get Brahman. The Lord says, Na karmana anarambhat naiskaryam purushano asmrute. If you don't start action, you will not get naiskarmam. Naiskarmam means actionlessness. If you want to come to the stage of actionlessness, you have to be desirelessness. If you want to become desirelessness, then you have to be vasana lessness. because the vasana is the cause of desire at the intellect level. When the desire comes at the intellect level, at body level we act. So the cause of action is desire, cause of desire is vasana, vasana is ignorance, and when the ignorance is removed by knowledge, you become vasana-less. When you become vasana-less, that means you become desire-less. When you become desire-less, then you will become action-less. So Arjun, don't think that by not doing action, you will get that siddhi, naiskarma. It's not that easy. Or nacha sanyasanat eva siddhim samadhigacchati. Or whatever you are doing, you stop doing now. The first line says that I don't want to act any more. Kuch nahi karenge. Anarambhat, I will not start any action. Second line says you are acting in the world and now you say, no, stop it here. Whatever you are doing, you say, no, stop it. I will get naiskarmam. The Lord says, siddhim samadhigacchati, nacha sanyasanat eva siddhim samadhigacchati. You will not get that actionlessness. By not doing, you cannot get it. Then Lord says, somebody may think, I don't want naiskarma. I don't want any kame karma also. Kuch nahi chahiye mere ko, I will not do. Nahi kaschit chanam api jatu tishtit ya karma krit. You cannot stay without action even for a moment. Karyati avasa karma sarva prakriti jai gunai. You have to act. Your prakriti, your sabhav, because of the guna prakriti, because of the sattva rajas tamas, you will be forced to act in this world according to your prakriti. So if you think my organs of actions I can control and I will not do any action, then Mahatma says your mind is working. Outside you have stopped your action. Mind is working. If you say no in deep sleep, the mind is not there and gross body is also not acting, then still the breathing, pumping of heart, digestion, circulation, these are all going on, these are all karma. These are all actions. So you cannot stay without action even for a moment. Now, in verse number 6, in sloka number 6 and 7, Lord gives the picture of two type of people. One is following karma yoga, other is not following karma yoga. Sloka number 6.
Karmendriyani sayamya.
Karmendriyani sayamya.
Yayaste manasasmaran.
Yayaste manasasmaran.
Indriyarthan vimudatma.
Indriyarthan vimudatma.
Mithyacharasa uchyate.
Mithyacharasa uchyate.
Karmendriyani sayamya. Yayaste manasasmaran indriyarthan vimudatma mithyacharasa uchyate.
This is one type of person. What he is doing? Karmendriyani. Karmendriyani, organs of action. How many organs of action do we have? Five. What are those? Eyes, ear. No, I am talking about karmendriya, not gyanendriya. Hand, leg, speech, genital organ and anus. So karmendriyani sanyamya, outside control, doing nothing. So gross body, doing nothing. But, yaste mansasmana, I am just sitting. Sitting but thinking manasasmaran. The mind is very active. What mind is thinking? Indriya artha, sense objects. you are sitting and meditating on the Lord. You are not working, you have withdrawn your indriya, karmendriya, not doing any action. But in the mind, what is going on in state of Lord? What is there? Sense object is there. In the Vimuratma, it is your wrong understanding. Mithyachara sa uchyate is a hypocrite. Mithyachara. Hypocrite. Achha. So Lord is telling about a person who has not done chitta suddhi by karma yoga. But this person wants siddhi. He wants to get Lord. But he doesn't want to follow the sadhana of karma yoga. He wants mango. He wants to eat mango, but without mango tree. Kuch nahi karna chahta hai. No chitta suddhi. So he has a desire for the spirituality, but no capacity. He is not eligible actually. So such person is doing bagula dhyani. Somebody is sitting. Have you ever heard bagula dhyan, crane? Have you ever watched crane? A crane, he will stand there in the water, will lift one leg, stand on one leg, and it will be not moving at all. So if you see from distance, so like a guy, oh, he's meditating. Meditating on what? So when the fish is going to come, the moment fish comes near leg, this is bagula dhyan. So person who is practicing as per sloka number 6, withdrawing his karmendriya, organs of action, but thinking about the sense objects is mithyachar. It's a hypocrite. Acha. So Sankhya knowledge of self is not possible without purified mind. Purification of mind has to be done first. The prerequisite for knowledge of self is purification of mind. And purification of mind can happen in only one way. What is that way? All of you know. Karma yoga. You have to do karma yoga. So what is this karma yoga? Do your duty without rag and dvesh. Without likes and dislikes. And all the duties should be offered to Lord. So doing duty without likes and dislikes and offering to the Lord. Like all employees, how they work in the company? Without likes and dislikes. If you are working in the company, if your company says, now you have to go to Seattle. And you all know there is a corona there sitting there. So whether you like or you don't like it, you have to go. No likes and dislikes. Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. Why is Ishwar Arpan Buddhi? I want to please my Lord. You have to please your boss. Is it not? Employer? We have to, employee has to please. Each employer. Similarly, here all we have to do is do our bounden duty, kartavya karma, without rag and dvesh, without likes and dislikes, and with the Ishwar Arpan Buddhi, I want to please my Lord. That is karma yoga. And accept the fruit of action, whatever karma phal comes, accept it as a prasad buddhi. So karma yoga means Ishwar Arpan Buddhi and prasad buddhi. Prasad buddhi means whatever fruit of action comes, I accept it. This is as prasad. And whatever I am doing, that is offering to the Lord. Okay, so this person also wants God, but he will never get it. That is another thing. Next.
Yastvindriyani manasa. Yeah. Astvindriyani manasa niyamyarabhyatirjuna niyamyarabhyatirjuna karmendriyai karma yogam कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगम् असक्तस्य विशिष्यते असक्तस्य विशिष्यते यस्त्विन्द्रियाणि मनसा नियम्यारभ्यतेऽर्जुन कर्मेन्द्रियैः कर्मयोगम् असक्तस्य विशिष्यते.
Now another type of person, what he is doing, yatu, yatu means is different from the person who is practicing as in slok number 6. What this person was doing in the slok number 6? He has stopped all his organs of action, but his thinking in his mind, what he is thinking about? He is thinking about the sense objects. Such type of person was called mithyachar, mithyachar means hypocrite. Now, second type of person, yatu indriyani manasa niyama. Indriyani, all his indriyas, he has niyama, he has controlled by right understanding. Arabhate Arjuna, and he is acting in the world. With karma indriyai, karma yogam, how is doing? Karma yogam. So, this person is acting. And the person who was practicing in slok number 6 was not acting. This person is acting. Karmendriya karma asakta sabhishishyate, but asakta, unattached. The Lord says, sabhishishyate, he is better than the previous one. The previous one was not doing his duty, but wanted siddhi, nice karma. He was meditating on sense objects. Lord said, it is mithyachar. Now this person, he is acting in the world. How he is acting? Karma yoga. Mansa niyamya. By controlling his indriya with understanding and asakta. Asakta means without any attachment to fruit of action. Asakta means I not craving for a specific fruit of action. I want this and this only. Not that way. Asakta. Okay. Niyama means what? Niyama means he has controlled his mind. Controlled his mind means what? No ragdvesh, no likes and dislikes. So he acts in the world without rag and dvesh. Without rag and dvesh. Okay. How can you make it? How can you act in the world without rag and dvesh? You can do it only in one case, that is if you are mat paraha. Mat paraha means if you have decided that the Lord is param, Lord is supreme. Lord is supreme. I will do it for the happiness of the Lord. If that decision you have taken, then only you can act without rag and dvesh. These are all signs, you know. These are all signs. If this step is not taken, this step will not happen. Unless you decide, mat paraya, the Lord is supreme and I want to attain that supreme Lord, so you have to act for his pleasure. For his pleasure means you have to sacrifice your likes and dislikes as you are doing in case of your employer. You sacrifice your likes and dislikes. You are ready to go to Seattle also. You have to remember. Then only it can happen, because I have to make my employer happy, then only you will go to Seattle. Similarly, if I act for the happiness of the Lord, then only I can sacrifice my likes and dislikes. Otherwise it will not happen. It will not happen. The aim of the person who was practicing in slok number 6 is also God. But when he was sitting in the meditation seat, it was the calm, the sense objects were coming into his mind, not Ram. not Ram. Because he was thinking of sense objects again and again. Karmendriya karma yogam asakta sabhisishyate. So he is doing karma yoga. What is karma yoga? Ishwar arpan buddhi. He is doing with that attitude. A person who was practicing slok number 6 was showing as if he is detached because he has controlled his organs of action. But actually he is very much attached. He is thinking about the sense object. A person practicing karma yoga seems to be very much attached to actions because he is doing lot of actions. But actually he is purifying his mind. By doing karma yoga, the purification is happening continuously. So our BMI, body, mind, intellect are so made that we are forced to act in the world. But only choice we have got, whether I should do niskam or sakam, that is our choice. We have to act. Not even a 1 second we can stay without action. Whether we should act sakam for fulfilling our own desire or niskam, pleasing our Lord. Sakam action will bind and niskam action will liberate us, will make our mind pure. Nowhere in Bhagavad Gita or Upanishad Lord will tell us you do this thing for purification of mind. Nothing. They will again and again say, do your duty, do your bounden duty, do your kartavya karma in such a way so that the Lord is happy. So this way we can exhaust our vasanas, karma yoga. So person who is practicing slok number 6, from outside he seems to be quiet, not doing anything. But inside he is very restless. Why restless? Thinking about the sense object continuously. Inside he is restless. And person who is practicing slok number 7 looks restless outside. Is it not so? He is doing lot of action. So any person you will see, are he is doing lot of action, he is restless. But no, inside he is peaceful. He is doing all his actions for the happiness of the Lord. So sakam karma is better than the tamasik. A person tamasik means who is careless, heedless, sleepy, lazy. For such person, better than tamasic person is the sakam karmi. Better than sakam karmi is the person who is practicing slok number 6. Because in the sakam, God has not come. In slok number 6, the God has come. He wants siddhi. He is meditating. Better than slok number 6 practitioner is the karma yogi. Karma yogi is better. Okay. Next.
Niyatam kuru karmatvam.
Niyatam kuru karmatvam.
Karma jyayo ya karmanaha.
Karma jyayo ya karmanaha.
Sharira yatra pichate. Sharira yatra pichate. Na prasiddheta karmanah.
Na prasiddheta karmanah.
Niyatam kuru karma tvam. Karma jyayoya karmanah. Sharira yatra pichate. Na prasiddheta karmanah.
Now you come to slok number 2 of chapter 3 where Arjun asked tad ekam vad nischitya. He asked, Lord, out of these two paths, karma yoga and jnana yoga, you tell me one. Answer to that question is here. Niyatam kuru karma tvam. Niyatam kuru karma. You do your bounden duty. What is your duty, Arjun, here in the battlefield? To fight this righteous war is your duty. Get up and fight. You see, in a commander in a battlefield, he just gives command, is it not so? March. Now you have to start marching, all soldiers have to start marching. Fire! You have to fire. But Lord Krishna is not commander. Not commander, he is a teacher. So he is replying the question in slok number 2. The answer is given in slok number 8. He took 6 slokas to build up the topic about the karma. What choice do you have? And then he is saying, Niyatam Kuru Karmatvam, do your obligatory duties. O Arjun, your duty is to fight this righteous war. Fight. This is my adesh, this is my order. Kuru, do it. No choice. That means, do we have choice? We all are Arjun. We don't have to fight, but we have to do our duties. Whatever bounden duties we have to do it. Karma jaya hi akarmana. Jaya means the superior. Karma yoga is superior than inaction, akarma. Akarma means inaction. Doing karma yoga is definitely superior than not acting. O Arjun, the inaction which I am seeing in you is not good for you. Lord is seeing that Arjun is sitting, still not getting up to fight. Then he says, Sarir yatra api chate na prasiddhayet karmana. Even the sarir yatra also is not possible if you don't act. Sarir yatra api. Suppose the food has Lord has given you and you don't want to act karmendriya hand, no. Now Lord has to come and feed me. Now will Lord come to feed you? He has provided you food. Is sitting just in front of you and you have said, no, karmendriya, I am not acting, I want siddhi. So if you don't eat food, then what will happen? Sarir yatra, sarir also will not be able to, you can't maintain, you can't sustain it without food. So if we don't act, it is difficult to maintain body. What will happen? Mind and intellect will not be utilized. It will be rusting. The mind which is supposed to think about the Lord is no more thinking, no spirituality. Rag and dvesh, this vasana, we are supposed to reduce it. They will be sitting as it is. And we all will be in the cycle of birth and death continuously. It will go on. Okay. Then how to act in the world? How to do that bounden duty? Next slow.
Yajñārthāt karmano nyatra. Yajñārthāt karmano nyatra. Lokoyam karma bandhanah. Tadartham karma kaunteya.
Tadartham karma kaunteya.
Mukta sanga samachara.
Mukta sanga samachara.
Yajñārthāt karmano nyatra. Lokoyam karma bandhanah. Tadartham karma kaunteya. Mukta sanga samachara.
Yajna arthat karmana anyatra loko ayam karma bandana. Yajna arthat means for the sake of yajna. Yajna. So any action which is not done as a yajna will be karma bandhan. It will bound you. Or bind you. Or if you do action as a yajna, then you are liberated. So we have got a choice here whether to do our duty as a yagya or as a not yagya. What is yagya? We'll see that. Yagya, normally we think it is a fire ritual. But that is not the meaning. Yagya comes from the yaj dhatu. Yaj means worshipping. Yaj means worshipper. Yaj means worshipped. All three comes under the yaj. Yagya is the name of Vishnu also. In Vishnu Sahasranam, you will find one of the word, thousand names of Vishnu, you will find yagya is also there. In Taittiriya Sanghita, it is said yagyo vai Vishnu. Yagyo vai Vishnu means? Yagya means Vishnu. Yagya means Vishnu. Now you replace the word Vishnu, yagya with Vishnu. Any action done for Vishnu will free you. Any action which is not done for Vishnu will bind you. That's all. It is simple, clear. Yagyartha anyatra. Anyatra other than yagya if you do. If you do as a yagya, you are freed. So yagya means Vishnu. Vishnu means what? All your bounden duty should be for the happiness of Vishnu. Now I have added the word happiness there. Otherwise you all will be thinking whatever I want to do, I will send it to, file should be sent to Vishnu. Ja. Samjho Vishnu, tum samjho. You think over what is to be done. No, Vishnu will say, no, I don't want. I don't want. We can offer rotten flower to Lord, or we can offer fresh flower also. Now tell me which one Lord will take. He will take fresh, fragrant flower, he will accept. The rotten, he will say, lay out. I'm not going to touch it. Similarly, all the actions which are good actions, he will accept. All the bad actions. Vishnu is not interested in bad actions. Okay. Normally it is seen in the world that the people flock near a powerful, rich or knowledgeable person. Is not so? If somebody is very powerful, this person is prime minister or president of this country. Suppose you are traveling in the same compartment of railway or in the plane and sitting next to you is very high-fi politician. You will immediately take out your phone and ask the air hostess, ek photo le lo. Want to flock, and then we'll show it in our drawing room. Or a knowledgeable person or a rich person. Do you know who is the most knowledgeable, most richest person, most powerful person? Bhagwan. He has got the infinite power, infinite richness, infinite knowledge. Therefore we say Sarva Shaktiman, Sarvagya. He has got the infinite wealth. Lakshmi ji unke piche piche ghumti hain, kya chahiye batao. He is the owner of whole wealth also. So is Vishnu not the most worshipful person? We are ready to worship our employer. Sometimes we say, oh, do you know which company? Microsoft. Samsung, Toyota, this, that. Why, bhai, kya baat hai? Oh, they have got branches all over the world. But have you thought that the whole world is owned by somebody? Is he not more worshipful? Think that way. If I give you a copper ring, which costs you 1 cent, because cent has got that much of copper, you will immediately say me, thank you, is it not so? But you ever thank the God who gave you this finger to wear the ring? Have you ever thought? No. So Lord is most worshipful. You love a child seeing his childish activities. Do you love the Lord who has given life to that child? Have you thought? So Lord is most worshipful. There is nobody above it. That we have to understand very clearly. Similarly, Yagyartha means Lord has given us this body. Lord has given us these circumstances to act. Lord has given us the capability to act. Should we not glorify our Lord? Do you have any doubt that this body is acting because of His grace? Maintaining the temperature, pulse rate, blood pressure, digestion, everything He is doing, breathing, it is His grace. So yagyarthat anyatra, what is other than yagya? It is the kama karma, selfish action. Selfish action is different from yagyarthat. We are not talking about the prohibited action, nisiddha karma. Nisiddha karma is also selfish action where we break or transgress righteousness. Fulfilling your desire righteously is kamya karma, selfish action, and fulfilling your desire transgressing the righteousness is nisiddha karma. So the kamya karma, summary of kamya karma is the mind will be restless always. Why mind will be restless? Because you are craving for a particular fruit of action. Whenever you are acting, in this fruit of action should come. I must complete so much of work today. Then in 30 days I will be able to complete the project. Restlessness is continuously there. And when the kamya karma is fulfilled, what you do? You throw a party. And what is going on there then? Always ha 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 ha. Everybody is talking. But from distance, if you listen, you can find out everybody is laughing ha 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 ha. Or if your project fails, what happens? Hoo 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 hoo. So ha 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 hoo hoo hoo. Whole life this is going on. If you are successful, ha 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 ha. Or hoo hoo hoo. Or you are doing pap karma, punya karma. Good actions will give you punya. Punya means you will sukh. Or go to the higher loka. A pap karma will give you dukkha. Or go to the lower loka. And this way, pap and punya will continue. It will take you to, after death, you will go to other loka. Then again you come back. You will go to the upper loka, lower loka, upper loka, lower loka. Continuously we are doing this. This is kama karma. I am loke means what? Only the humans can come out of this cycle of birth and death, not animals. Sometimes like Gajendra Moksha it can happen, because Gajendra in the earlier life was a great rishi or muni. He has done some good karma. He could remember that in distress we have to call Narayan. That Gajendra remembered. Therefore, when he was pulled by a crocodile, he started calling Narayan. And Lord came, gave him mukti. तदर्थम कर्म कौन्तेय मुक्त संग समाचर है. तदर्थम करते हे कौन्तेय परफॉर्म एक्शन फॉर द सेक ऑफ लॉर्ड अलोन फ्री ऑफ ऑल अटैचमेंट मुक्त संग. डोंट थिंक अबाउट द फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन एक्सेप्ट इट एज ए प्रसाद बुद्धि. मुक्त संग मीन्स दिस. सो वी विल स्टॉप हियर टूडे बट वी विल हैव सम मोर पॉइंट टू डिस्कस हियर. सो two things we have to remember. One is the Ishwar Arpan Buddhi and second is Prasad Buddhi for Karma Yoga. All our bounden duties should be Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. What is in the Ishwar Arpan Buddhi? I want to make my Lord happy. Ishwar Arpan Buddhi. And whatever fruit he gives me, I am ready to accept as a Prasad. Now take home point. From this moment onward, you think that all your family members are Lord only. Try to please others, your spouse. Spouse should also think that other spouse is also Lord. And I have to make him or her happy. Children should make parents happy. Parents should see, children should be happy. This way, if this is the concept, we take it and practice it. Now tell me, what will the state of your family? Will the whole family not be happy? If you accept it, then practice. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.